Come on, Grandma, move it!
Gwen, I believe Grandma is going the speed limit.
We're hurtling down the M4, chasing aliens bent on destroying our little planet because of you, Jack. Yanto, back me up here.
You were only supposed to infiltrate the alien casino and then get out.
Not take them for all their money.
No excuses for yelling at Grandma.
Says the oldest man on the planet.
Hey.
Will someone please shoot out the tires on that alien minivan before we reach the Seven Bridge?
Give me the plasma cannon. I'm gonna blow them into England. That is their problem.
Jack, be careful! And by that I mean don't drop the plasma cannon. We've only got one of them.
Whoa! Well, we got rid of the aliens. We also managed to blow up half the Seven Bridge.
Gwen! Yanto!
We're all right. What was that?
You heard it too. Oh.
There's something in the water.
Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Fighting for the future on behalf of the human race. 21st centuries when everything changes. Torchwood is ready.
Battle stations, people. I want to know how big this is.
Okay, searching cry, scream, siren in the water. Wow.
Whoa.
I am getting hits on every social networking site around the world. Facebook, Twitter, Mixi, Qzone. Most reports are timestamped. If you were in the water from 2342 to 2346 GMT, then you heard the cry.
So anywhere in the world, if your head was underwater...
Then you heard it.
Yeah.
Reports from every continent.
Well, look at that. Several people drown in Thailand due to an intoxicating sound. Look.
See, it's an attack. Does anyone have a recording of it? We need to analyze it.
Hold on. I'm hacking the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Indonesia. I am in. Downloading and... Here it is. That is creepy. It's not coming up as any known alien language.
Well, can we trace this back to its source if we use the network of microphones?
Echolocate the transmission, yep. I'm running an algorithm, speed of sound, 343.2 meters per second.
That's in air, though.
Right, it's approximately 5 times faster in water. Baseline, bear with me, that's 1,560 meters per second. But accounted for salinity, temperature, all factors of depth, using the slight time variations between the hundreds of microphones spread throughout the oceans, and wait for it, there.
There? What are you pointing at? Papua New Guinea?
No, the bit of ocean south of Tokyo and east of Manila.
That's not any bit of ocean. That's the Mariana Trench.
As in the bottom of the sea?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
You don't have to be a 51st century time-traveling immortal to know this is alien.
Yeah, maybe the alien isn't used to talking in this atmosphere. If I slow the whole thing down, put it through a bison field filter... Listen.
Huh. Oh. It's human, it's...
What human voice can travel the globe? Some part of this equation is alien.
And there's no way to communicate with it. Signal has gone completely quiet.
Well, looks like a working vacation then.
But that's the deepest place on Earth, Jack. It goes down, what, 6 miles? Maybe even further. No one knows what's down there.
It's an alien signal. We can't turn our backs on it. It's got Torchwood written all over it.
Isn't this a case for UNIT?
Yeah,
but come on. You heard that voice. Aren't you dying to get there first?
But how are we going to get there? Got a submarine in your pocket?
As a matter of fact,
Gwen,
actually...
Gwen, you can't set him up like that. Right, I'm calling Carly Roberts. She's a marine geologist stationed in Tokyo. She worked with me at Torchwood 1. You know, before the Cybermen destroyed the place.
You.
Carly, this is Yanto Jones.
Yanto? It's been ages. Where are you?
Torchwood, Cardiff. I never moved that far away. And like you.
Yeah, well, I know why you're calling. I was in the water.
You heard it, didn't you? The sound.
Like nothing I've ever heard before. The U.S. government has a unit ship heading out of Tokyo to the trench first thing tomorrow to investigate.
Carly, this is Jack Harkness. We translated the cry. It's a distress signal. Whatever is down there needs our help. How extensive is your knowledge of the trench?
Studied it my whole life, but it's still a mystery. We know more about Mars than the bottom of our own ocean.
What do you say? One last mission?
You do not have to do this, Carly.
No, I'll go. It'll be good to see you again.
You too.
Carly, we're on the next flight to Tokyo. Meet us at the port at dawn tomorrow.
Send me the details. See you soon.
Yanto? Old flame of yours?
Yanto! God, it's so good to see you! Welcome to Tokyo!
Hello, Carly.
Look at you. Haven't changed a lick.
Nor you.
I'm Gwen Cooper. Good to meet you.
Jack Harkness. Yanto said you were smart, but nothing about you being the sexiest marine biologist ever.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. He dresses like the 1940s, and his chat-up lines are from the same decade. Nice to meet you, soldier boy. Now, what's the plan?
That is, right in front of us.
The USS Calvin?
I pulled rank with unit. Mentioned the doctor 57 times. So this is now an official Torchwood unit alliance. And that's an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer, ready to escort us to the trench. All aboard, shipmates.
Welcome to the bridge, Admiral Harkness.
Admiral, really?
I was due a promotion.
I'm Captain Cudlow, and I guess these must be your special advisors.
Captain, meet Yanto Jones, Gwen Cooper, and Carly Roberts. What's the status of the signal?
Quiet. Not a thing since yesterday.
How do we know it's still there? It could be long gone.
Well, I think it heard you.
It sounded like we were right on top of it.
Let me see the sonar reading. Computer puts it at the deepest part of the trench.
How far away are we?
5 hours. Best if you get some sleep before tomorrow. I think you'll need it.
Let us know if anything changes.
Good morning, crew. All hands to the Octopus Rock submarine to prepare for launch. Principal crew to the boarding hatch.
Octopus Rock? Strange name for a sub.
Octopus Rock. I know that. Octopus.
Sex Pistols.
It fits the occasion.
Jack, if you make a joke about your sex pistol, the mission ends here. Let's get inside.
Do you know it's bigger in here than I thought it was going to be? Roomy. I can actually move about.
You never see cabin spheres this big. She's got everything. Omnidirectional propulsion, top-notch nav and sensor systems, a wet dock, dive suits. This is a whole new class of sub, unit's finest. I don't know what strings you pulled, Jack, but she's beautiful.
It pays to be an admiral. Sealing main hatch. Pressurizing. Don't hold your ears, just swallow and breathe naturally. Cudlow, we're battened and ready when you are.
Aye, aye. Severing umbilical.
On manual. Thanks, Cudlow. We're under. See you topside in 24.
What happens after 24 hours?
We run out of oxygen and the ship automatically surfaces. Standard battery-powered sub-procedures. You know, Jack, I can pilot this thing if you get tired or something.
You're practically drooling at the opportunity. First, be my navigator. Tell us what you know about the trench.
It's the most inhospitable place on Earth. We sent two men down there in the 60s aboard an Italian sub called the Trieste. They were the first and last people ever to go this deep. And will be the first to return in over 50 years. If there are any secrets left in this world, They're down there. Hear that? That's a pod of minke whales echolocating squid. This is really deep for them. Fascinating.
Oh, what's that?
It's just the hull shifting, settling into the pressure.
It's making a lot of noise. Is that normal?
Yeah, she can take it. By the time we reach the bottom, the pressure on us will be 1,000 times that at the surface. Imagine, a column of water 11 kilometers high, stacked on your head. Like stepping on a grape.
I forgot how much fun you can be.
Come on, Yanto. Where's your sense of adventure?
On the ground with your popped grape.
Level it out nice and easy, Jack. You don't want to disturb the sea floor.
Oh, copy that.
10,915 feet. 16. 17. We've just gone deeper than any other human ever. Welcome to the bottom of the world, people.
It's pitch black out there.
Is that better?
Well, all I see is a carpet of gray stuff at the bottom.
That's ash from the black smokers and marine snow. A nice way of saying fish poop.
Oh, no wonder no one's been down here in 50 years. It's nose poo.
Turning on the sonar to take us to the source of the cry. And a black smoker is an underwater volcano, yeah?
Exactly. They're hydrothermal chimneys. Water seeps into the Earth's crust, is heated to 450 degrees Celsius, and comes spewing out as a soup of sulfitic compounds. Incredibly toxic stuff. But the radius around the smoker is teeming with life. Some people think that's where it all started.
You mean the start of life on Earth was down here?
Could be. And by the looks of our sonar map, we're heading right into the smoker itself.
Oh, wow.
Shh. I can hear it. Look. There it is. Must be 30 meters high.
I never thought I'd see one in the flesh. More beautiful than I ever imagined. Like a lighthouse in the middle of the ocean. Last refuge of ancient, forgotten creatures. The world has moved on, but here...
This is the most alien place I've ever been. Right inside the planet's crust.
Did you hear that?
Just the pressure. Now, the food chain here is based on a chemosynthetic bacteria that lives on the hydrogen sulfides.
There it is again.
It's just the hull settling.
Right. I'm sure you're right. It just sounds like something... Yeah. Whoa. Knocking on our door.
Right, okay. Can't see anything.
Neither can I. I can't...
Carly, hand me those torches there.
Here. Cephalopods have been known to attack subs, but that sounded like...
Deliberate. Very deliberate. Can you guys see anything?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Something just streaked across my viewport.
What was it?
I don't know. It moved too fast. I couldn't tell what it...
Okay, I'm getting us out of here.
Wait! What was that?
Can't be... It moved to the other side.
Where is it? What's out there?
How can it move around us like this?
Wait! Oh! That's impossible.
What is it?
It's a man. It's a man, a human. I mean, a completely ordinary man.
Out there?
Not possible.
Well, look at him. Come and see. Because a man is strange enough, but this one, he's not even in a diving suit.
Just standing there.
Oh, he's old, too. Look at him. Look at that. How did he get down here? Oh.
Whoa. He's getting angry.
Yeah. Look, his overalls say Doyle.
He's opening his mouth. He's trying to communicate. Is everyone okay?
Yeah. No one move. The emergency lighting should pop on. Ah, right. There we go. Well then, That's our source. It's him.
Yeah.
Old man at the bottom of the sea. And his voice fried our power. Maybe it's our proximity to him.
Great. What are our defenses?
Defenses? This isn't the Red October. But the hull is 7 inches of steel. Nothing can get through that.
Well, he's denting the ship. With his fists.
And I stand corrected. I think we should leave now.
No. Should we try to talk to it? This is a rescue mission, right? Right, okay, screw diplomacy. We need to get the hell out of here. How do we get this thing moving?
Gwen, patch the emergency battery into the main propulsion system.
Right.
Carly, help her.
I'm on it.
Yanto, set up the laptop to communicate once we reach a safe distance.
Yep, way ahead of you. Yep.
Jack, I'm in. Carly, can you ground out the cabling to the hull?
No one touch anything metal. Hands free, people. We're hot. Start her up.
Come on, baby.
Oh, I had a girl. Haven't met a ship I couldn't jump. Oh, come on. Let's get out of here.
I think the hydraulic rudder control is out.
And Jack, we're not getting any higher. We're gonna hit that ridge.
Oh, you can do it, girl. Come on, come on,
we're not gonna make it!
Race for impact! Ah! Oh!
Oh. Systems are down again. This is bad.
And that thing is gonna be following us.
How bad is it, Jack?
I don't know. I'm checking the analog readouts. Maybe if we can switch
out... How bad is it, Jack?
I don't know, Gwen. It's bad. She's probably scuttled.
As in irreparable?
We have air, we have hull integrity, which means we have time.
Time to do what, exactly? Time to die, slowly, painfully?
We need a Mayday for help.
We're the only sub in the world that can go this deep. We're never going to surface. We're right at the bottom of the world, and we're going to die here.
Carly, please.
I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. You finally call me up after all these years? Drag my ass down here to die? I wish you'd never called me. Why did you call me?
You were the best person for the job.
I'm an idiot. I'm gonna die a big, hopeless idiot.
Okay, Carly, look at me. Look at me, okay? Everyone in Torchwood 1 died, and I'm very sorry about that, but this is Torchwood 3, okay? And we're gonna get out of here, I promise you. Jack.
I've crashed a lot of ships in my time, and that didn't sound like rock. It sounded like we hit metal. Yanto, tilt the exterior lights down and... what can you see?
All right. Hang on, look. On the ground. There's lettering. It's an English call sign, I think. G-U-E.
Goo.
Goo something. Can someone make that out?
Oh my God. It's the Guernica.
What's the Guernica?
The Trieste. That first sub down here had a twin ship built in Spain called the Guernica. It disappeared in 59, lost at sea. Then a year later, the Trieste descended into the trench and took its place in history. But it turns out, the Guernica must have been sent down here first.
That man's overalls said Doyle.
That was one of the names, the crew of the Guernica. Captain Samuel Doyle, age 50, and Henry Goddard, age 44. And now, Captain Doyle is walking around Davy Jones's locker.
Well, he can't be a ghost unless ghosts age. I mean, you just said Doyle was 50 when he disappeared.
And whatever's out there looks more like 100.
If this is where they disappeared in 59, then Sam and Henry were the first people down here. The U.S. government must have covered up the failed mission.
Okay, so something happened to Sam in 1959. What's taken him all these years to call for help?
Oh, battle stations. He's coming back. Sam's back.
Wait a minute. Look, he stopped. Why isn't he getting any closer?
He's just pacing in the darkness. Mouth open like an opera singer. He looks anxious.
Or trapped. Carly, what did you say the radius of the black smoker was again?
15 to 20 meters, maybe. We're a little more than 20 meters away now.
Fascinating. He's trapped, tethered to the smoker.
Of course. This creature breathes hydrogen sulfide. That's why you had to filter its voice. It speaks in a hydrogen sulfide atmosphere.
And this alien thing is... it's protecting Sam's body from the water pressure, otherwise his body would be crushed like a grape, right?
And if it's possessed Sam's body, then it must have access to his brain. That signal was in English.
Maybe it's some kind of alien parasite. But if the alien's protecting Sam... what's it getting in return?
Wait, hang on. I think I can see atmosphere inside the Guernica. I think that's ice on the inside.
Seriously?
Yeah, look. See?
Ianto, you're a genius. The Guernica. It's a bathyscaphe. That's a very simple sub. A few moving parts, valves to control buoyancy, that's it. Theoretically, it could have lasted all this time unharmed. If the hull is intact, we can surface in the Guernica. We're saved.
Well, I'll celebrate when we reach the surface. So those two diving suits, can we use them this deep?
Mm-hmm. They're unit tech. Dwarf star derivative exoskeleton designed to withstand the pressure at this depth.
Are you absolutely sure you want to go out there with the alien? The 20-meter thing is a theory at best.
That or we sit here and die. Come on. Jack, we're going for a swim.
Ever done this before?
I've gone snorkeling down Oxwich Bay, that count. Helmet's on. We're sealed.
Test,
Yanto. Can you hear me?
Coming in clear. Jack?
Yeah, let's go. We don't have much time before the rock runs out of air.
Be safe. You too, Jack. You don't know what that alien can do to you.
Yeah, of course. We'll be back soon. I promise.
You'd better. Good luck, sir. Opening hull doors.
Oh my god, the pressure.
It's okay. The suits protect us.
Just knowing where we are. Deepest place on Earth. Terrifying.
Look, just stay calm.
What if the alien is trapped down here just like us? I should try to make contact with him. Try to help.
Guess there's no stopping you, huh?
Not a chance.
Then be careful. I'm not losing you down here, Gwen Cooper. I'll keep going. Break into the Guernica.
Ianto, patch me into the communicator. I'm going to talk to Sam.
Connecting you now. We're all listening in. You'll be the only one he can hear.
Okay. Hello? Hello? My name is Gwen Cooper.
Beautiful night, isn't it? We never see daylight down here in the dark.
Am I speaking with Sam Doyle or someone else?
Call me Sam. It's as fine a name as Abby. It's been so long, Gwen Cooper. So very long since I spoke to another living soul.
We came down here to help.
And thank you for that. We hoped someone would come. We hoped so very much.
So there's more than one of you?
I have a mate. I have company in the dark.
How did you get down here?
We fell from the stars very long ago. This rift in the world was the only suitable place to sustain us.
Then why attack us? We're here to help.
Aren't you sweet? Like a cupcake. I've spent my whole life with him. I can't let him die.
Where is he, your mate? How can we help him? What does he need?
Come with me, Gwen. He needs you. He needs a body.
I'm no help there, sorry.
Imagine if your own mate was dying. You'd do anything to save him. To keep his voice in your head. You share one life, and without him, you would be lost.
I would never kill innocent people to save him, and since when was my life less valuable than your mate's?
Forgive me. I've been down here in the dark for such a very long time. But there are so many of you, and and so few of us. Maybe there's one amongst you who could give themselves as a gift.
Gwen, I'm breaching the Guernica right now. Time you caught up with me.
Sam, listen to me. We want to help you. Give us time to think, okay?
Gwen Cooper, the cupcake girl, I'll be out here waiting for you.
She can't be serious. I mean, you don't negotiate with aliens, right?
Gwen would never give someone up. Besides, I think she's starting to like you.
And Jack!
Oh, he's smitten with you too.
You two are together, aren't you?
Is it that obvious?
Well, it's kind of a small space in here. You notice things. Little looks. Little glances. And where he put his hand at 30,000 feet.
Okay, I'm embarrassed now.
No, don't be. It's fine.
I should have told you, though. I should have done a lot of things differently with you. I'm sorry I put you through all this.
My fault. I fell for you way back when. If it hadn't been for Lisa...
This thing with Jack. It's different.
Well, yeah. He's a man.
No, it's not that. I love him. But he'll never be mine. Life will always move on for him. One day he'll leave me. He's got no choice. He's become an expert at letting people go.
Trust me. You're not an easy person to let go of.
And you know, you weren't the only person for this job. Could have called a million other people.
Right.
What could have been?
What could have been?
Gwen's back with me. We're inside. Suit says that pressure and mixture is sustainable. Look, we're taking off our helmets.
What's it like in there?
Ooh, air's stale. Damp, cold, but breathable, if you couldn't tell already.
Oh, it's freezing, too.
Yeah, the sub's small. All the instruments are frozen over. The sub's batteries are completely dead, too. We just need to charge them from the octopus rock, just to get her going. Wait, what the hell is that? Hey. Someone's in here with us.
It's Henry Goddard. The other crew member, well, his frozen corpse, anyway.
Henry never made it out?
Nope. He's a meat popsicle.
Look, there's an old voice recorder in Henry's hand. Excuse me. Give me...
What was that?
Oh, no. His hand.
His hand?
It broke. Like an icicle.
Ouch.
Sorry. I just put it over here. Oh, well, he's got another one. Look, let's just see if this thing plays.
Henry Goddard. 0421 on August 9th, 1959. I was patching the leak on one of the bulkheads, and then I blacked out. When I came to, I had locked Sam in the wet dock. I don't know why. Like I was possessed or something. I tried to open the hatch, let him back in. But he opened the hatch to the hull, flooding the dock. He did it willingly. He wanted to die. But the pressure didn't kill him. He's standing right outside my viewport, watching. waiting for me to die. Sarah. Sarah. I love you so much. You told me not to leave angry. I shouldn't have. I'm sorry for lying there. Want you to know I'm not leaving angry now. I love you.
Poor soul.
So the alien took possession of Henry first, but then chose Sam for some reason. Why? I don't get it. We're missing something.
Maybe there was something wrong with Henry. I mean, physically wrong with his body. No. Look, hold on. There's something in his other hand. Hmm? Look! Oh, I'm sorry, Henry. Very, very, very sorry, Henry. Anyway, it's a bottle of pills. Amitriptyline?
Gwen, that's an antidepressant. They prescribed it in the 50s. Henry must have been hiding something. Yanto, Carly, we're on our way back to the rock.
So the alien took possession of Henry's body, but this amitriptyline stuff means the body wasn't viable. So he took Sam's body.
We'd love to stay and find out, but we only have 2 hours of oxygen left.
Wait a minute. Remember Sam saying he and his mate were waiting for a rescue? Mm-hmm. Well, they've definitely been down here since the Guernica in 59. But this tectonic plate that forms the trench is almost 200 million years old. They could have been waiting here a very long time.
Yeah, and then the Guernica found them. Do you think it crashed? Or did the alien make it crash?
Sam wants to be rescued, but why now? The alien found Sam 50 years ago, but why has he waited another 50 years for help?
They waited 50 years, and Captain Samuel Doyle was 50 years old. Connection?
That's it. Hand me the communicator. I need to talk to him.
Just be careful. We don't want him angry.
Sam, this is Jack Harkness. One captain to another. If your mate needs a body, why did you wait 50 years to call for help?
Sam's life was so short. 50 small years. 50 years of love and loss and heartache and bile and joy and pain. And then nothing. So small. So tiny.
But it's never been about our bodies. This whole time, you've wanted our minds. You had 50 years of Sam's memories to dig through. You relived every moment of his existence. You need someone new. You're not lost. You're hungry.
I need memories to replace my own. To rewrite 150 million years of guilt. That's how long I've been down here.
You didn't cry out for your mate. You cried out for yourself. You've been alone down here this whole time. What the hell happened to you?
You're different than the others.
Yeah, well, I've lived a very long life just like you, but I've lived it in the light.
We are not equals, Jack Harkness. Nothing in this smallest of realms can equal me.
You're not feeding off us. You're staying down here, in the dark. Carly, how are we doing with the docking? I think we've overstayed our welcome.
I've got the rock over the Guernica. Gwen, secure the docking feet.
Docking feet secure. Connected, let's go. Into the Guernica.
Wait, what's to stop him luring someone else down here? We have to contain him.
He's tethered to the black smoker, or he dies.
We could drown him. If we oxidize the sulfides around him, it would suffocate him.
We can do that once we reach the surface. We can drop depth charges down here.
Most important thing is getting away from him. Everyone, into the Guernica.
It's freezing in here. Gwen, check the ballast lever. See if it reads as functional.
Okay, yes, it does.
You'll need to flip this lever for us to ascend. You only get one chance.
Right. No.
Whoa!
Please tell me that Moby Dick's knocking on our door.
It's Sam. He's back.
Damn. He's cracked the hull.
Carly, how bad is the leak?
Not good. Can't patch it. She can still surface with water in the chamber, but we need to hurry. We need to undock ourselves from the rock and flip the ballast lever and we're off.
Whoa! Sending the hatch to the rock now.
She was a great sub.
We're sealed. This place is really flooding. We need to go.
Well, let's do it.
Listen. The banging has stopped.
Something just swam past my leg.
I felt it too. Who's got a torch?
The dive suits have lamps built in. Who's closest to them?
I am, I think.
Get us some light. Gwen, get ready with the ballast lever.
It's underwater now. I have to go under and find it.
We can't leave unless it's flipped.
Okay. Okay. I can't find it. I'll have to go under and try again.
Here, let me help you. Cupcake.
Carly, you scared the hell out of me.
Sorry about that.
Get off me. You're not Carly.
Let her go. Yanto, where are those lights?
Got them. Here.
Thank you, Yanto. I finally get to see all of your pretty faces.
How did you get in here?
How do you think I got in here 50 years ago? Henry never did fix that leak. I came in through the water.
I can't breathe!
Let her go. Take me. It'll take you thousands of years to go through my memories.
You're too full of regret. I can smell it. If these friends of yours could see the things you've done, they could never love you. But Gwen's memories are fresh and sweet.
You're not getting inside my head.
Leave them alone. Don't you dare hurt them.
It's in my head. I can feel it.
Oh, Jack. You're everywhere inside the cupcake's mind. Left quite a mark.
Leave her alone.
Aren't you scared, Yanto? That Jack might care more for Gwen than he does for you?
Don't listen to it.
You're a pathetic creature. You know, if this is the loneliest place in the world, then you deserve it.
I wasn't always alone. I did have a mate once. A very long time ago. Our sun was collapsing, just as yours will one day. I said I'd wait for him and we'd escape together. But the world started to burn, and I was scared. So scared. I flew into the sky to save myself, and when I looked down, he was screaming at me. Screaming as he died. The last thing I saw was his face. The ruin in it. I'm still trapped there. Like I never left. I need new memories to escape that one.
It's weakening. Too far away from the smoke that...
Get off me!
Gwen's free. Hold it down. Grab her.
I flipped the ballast lever. We're going up fast.
You're getting further and further away from the Black Smoker. Your lifeline, I'm sorry, but you're gonna die.
Turn us around, or this body dies. This woman, Carly, she dies.
Jack, we can't kill her.
Sorry, but this whole system's barely holding together. We can only go in one direction, and nothing's gonna stop us.
But Carly'll die.
Stick to the plan.
You and I, we're the last of our kind, Jack. Who's going to forgive us for what we've done?
Maybe we never get forgiven. And we have to spend all these long years getting used to that fact. Because I realized a long time ago, that's the price of immortality. No final act, no redemption, no absolution. You are the lucky one. You get to die.
Is he waiting for me, Captain? Is there a life waiting for me beyond
Please, tell me he's waiting.
Would it help if I said yes?
Oh, yes. It would help. So very much.
Then I'm sorry. Because I can tell you what's waiting for you. Nothing.
Who are you?
I am the face you see when you die.
Carly. Carly. She's not breathing.
There's nothing we can do, Yanto. The alien was bound up with her life force.
You don't know that, Jack. She could be alive. Help me. Hold her. One, two, three, four. That's torture, isn't it? Kills us in the end.
Keep going, Yanto.
She's gone.
Don't you dare give up.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. She's alive.
Oh, you did it. Oh, my God, you did it.
Is he gone? Is he dead?
He's gone. It's okay. He's gone.
Oh, fresh air. Oh, that feels good. Oh,
sunlight. I thought I'd never see that again.
All the same, I can't help thinking. Maybe I gave up Torchwood too soon. Because the Mariana Trench is still unexplored. Who knows what else is down there? If I could get UNIT to fund more missions...
That's Torchwood. It's in your blood.
I'd ask you to join me, but I think your life's taking a path less traveled.
Yeah. And I'm glad it is. Though God knows where it's going to end.
At least you won't be alone. Like that thing.
The guilty heart needs confession. At least we gave him that. Final act.
Is that what you're looking for, Jack?
I suppose. But to get that, I'd have to become mortal. And that's never going to happen. So I'm never going to know.
In Submission, Captain Jack Harkness was played by John Barrowman, Gwen Cooper by Eve Miles, and Yanto Jones by Gareth David Lloyd. Carly Roberts was played by Erin Bennett, and Sam by Angelo Tiffy. Captain Kudlow was played by John Francis Harris, and Henry by John Lee. Submission, part of Torchwood: The Lost Files, was written by Ryan Scott. It was a BBC Cymru Wales production, directed by Kate McCall.